You're listening to English as a Second Language podcast, English Cafe, number 50. You're listening to English Cafe, episode 50. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in the beautiful city of Los Angeles, California. Remember to visit our website at eslpod.com. There you can find a learning guide for this episode of the English Cafe that will contain all of the vocabulary and definitions of the words we're going to discuss and topics we are going to go over in this cafe. You will also find additional words and explanations that we don't talk about that are related to today's cafe. And a complete transcript of this podcast is included in the learning guide. Our topic today is going to be a big one. So we're actually going to spend the entire first part talking about just one topic, and that's baseball, the sport of baseball. But we're not going to talk about just the sport. We're also going to talk about some very common expressions that we use in everyday life that originally come from the game of baseball. And at the end, as always, we'll answer a few questions. Now let's play ball. We're talking about baseball, which is sometimes called the national sport in the United States. It's also called the national pastime. A pastime, P-A-S-T-I-M-E, is an activity, something that you do when you have extra time. We might say in your free time. It can be a hobby, it can be a sport. In this case, it's the sport of baseball. We're going to start talking a little bit about what the baseball game consists of. What is a baseball game? Many of you have probably seen a game, but maybe not have understood everything that goes on in the game. So we're going to talk about the rules for the game. We're also going to talk about some common expressions that we use that originally come from the game of baseball. Baseball is a game between two teams. There is an offensive team and a defensive team. The term offensive, O-F-F-E-N-S-I-V-E, in sports, means the team that is in a position to score, to get points. The defensive, D-E-F-E-N-S-I-V-E, team is the team that prevents or tries to prevent the offensive team from scoring, from getting points. In baseball, the defensive team stands out in what we would call the playing field, F-I-E-L-D, that's the place where you play baseball. It's sometimes called the baseball diamond, D-I-A-M-O-N-D, because the bases in a baseball game are in the shape of a diamond. I'll talk about that in a minute. Baseball has 9 people on the defensive team. The most important people are the pitcher, P-I-T-C-H-E-R. He's the person that throws the ball. And the catcher, C-A-T-C-H-E-R. He's the person that catches the ball. There are also 7 other people on the playing field. Usually there's 1 person on the first base, 1 person on the second base, and 1 person on the third base, the first baseman, the second baseman, the third baseman. There's a fourth player called the shortstop, S-H-O-R-T-S-T-O-P, all one word, that also plays near the second and third bases. And there are three players that are in what's called the outfield, O-U-T-F-I-E-L-D, all one word. The outfield is the space that's at the very end of the field, divided into three sections, the left, center, and right field. There's an expression, to be out in left field means to be a little crazy, to have ideas that are not normal. That's to be out in left field. And in baseball, there are these three fields or three parts of the outfield. Now, I talk about bases. A base, B-A-S-E, is a small square that you have to, as the person who is hitting the ball and running, you have to go to each of the bases, which are on this big diamond. You have to run to each of the bases before you can score a point. So there's the first base, the second base, the third base, and then you go back to where you began, and that is called the home base. And that expression, home base, is often used by people to describe their headquarters or the place where they have their main operations or main business. We've talked about the defensive team. These are the people who are out on the field trying to prevent the offensive team from scoring. Well, the offensive team has what we call batters. And a batter, B-A-T-T-E-R, is someone who hits the ball with a bat. A bat, B-A-T, is the long piece of usually wood or sometimes aluminum that the batter swings to hit the ball. And the purpose of baseball is to have the batter hit the ball and be able to run around the three bases and back home to score a point. So the batter has to hit the ball, and to hit the ball, we often use the verb to swing, S-W-I-N-G. They take the bat, and it goes from behind them, and they swing it very quickly to it's in front of them, and we hope they hit the ball. At least the offensive team does. The pitcher tries to throw the ball so that the batter won't be able to hit it. When the pitcher throws the ball, there are two things that can happen. The ball can be either a ball or a strike. It's a little confusing because the word ball is used to describe the round object that you hit. It's also used to describe a type of pitch. There are balls and strikes in baseball. A strike is when the batter swings at the ball and misses, or when the pitcher throws the ball into what's called the strike zone and the batter doesn't swing at it and hit it. The strike zone is an area, you can think of it between the knees of the player and his chest. That area, roughly, is the strike zone. And if the pitcher is able to throw the ball into that area and the batter does not swing at it or does not swing at it and hit it, then that's a strike. S-T-R-I-K-E. If the batter swings at it and misses it or doesn't swing when the ball is in the strike zone, we say the batter is out after three strikes. And there's a very common expression, three strikes and you're out. In baseball, it means that you've swung at the ball. Swung is the past tense of the verb to swing. you swung at the ball three times and missed, or you have not swung at it and the pitcher has put the ball into the strike zone area. You get three chances, in other words, and if you miss those three chances, you are out. And then you have to go back to the area where your team is sitting. It's called the dugout, D-U-G-O-U-T. That's the place where the teams sit waiting to play, and the other players that are not on the field sit. It's also where the coach is. We call the coach, the person that is the boss of the team, is usually called in professional baseball the manager. The manager, M-A-N-A-G-E-R. Well, each team gets to have three batters in each inning that can come to the home base, what we would call the home plate, P-L-A-T-E, and they can get three outs. Now, of course, not every ball that the pitcher throws is a strike. Sometimes the pitcher will throw a ball that is outside of the strike zone, that is too high or too low, and those are called, that type of pitch is called a ball. If a pitcher throws four balls, four pitches that are outside the strike zone, then we say that the player, the batter, from the offensive team gets a walk, W-A-L-K, and they get to go to the first base, and then another batter comes up. Of course, if the next batter comes up and hits the ball very far and it's not caught by any of the defensive team, then the players can go to second base and third base and eventually come to home plate, to the home base, and they score a point. If they hit the ball and one of the players catches the ball before it hits the ground, the batter is automatically out. If a defensive team player gets the ball after it has hit the ground and runs to the base and puts his foot on it before the batter or the runner arrives at the base, the runner is also out. A runner, R-U-N-N-E-R, is a player that is on one of the bases and runs to the next base. So each team gets three outs, and after their three outs, then the other team has a chance to become the offensive team. The defensive team then has a chance to bat, and the offensive team that was at the beginning of the inning then goes out and becomes the defensive team. The teams switch, in other words. And each inning has three outs for each team. After nine innings, whoever has the most points, who scored the most runs, R-U-N-S, to score a run means that you get a point, and you get 1 point for each run. Each player that goes around all three bases and comes back to home plate, the team with the most runs wins the game. Now, if the score is tied, we go into what are called extra innings, additional innings, until somebody scores a point. It's actually a little more complicated than that, but that's the general idea. Every baseball game in the United States usually begins with the national anthem or our national song. You've heard it, I'm sure. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light? I won't sing it all for you. We'll do another podcast on the national anthem, but they have a singer who sings, and everyone in the crowd who's watching it, the fans, will often sing. Our national anthem is actually very difficult to sing, and many people don't sing it very well, but including me. After the national anthem, then usually the announcer will say, "Play ball," meaning let's begin the game. There's one more rule that I should tell you about in baseball. When the batter hits the ball a very long distance and it goes beyond the playing field, outside of the playing field, we call that a home run. A home, H-O-M-E, run, two words. And that means that the batter gets to go through all three bases and come back home and scores automatically a point. And anyone else, any other runners that were on base, that is, that were at either the first, second, or third base or stops where you have to go, they also score a point. Let's talk a little bit about some expressions that we get from the game of baseball. One most common expression is to strike out. You know that if you get three strikes, you're out, or you have to go back to the dugout. To strike out also means, in general conversation, to fail at something, to try something and to fail. We sometimes use this with men who are trying to get a woman to go on a date with them, and the guy will try to call the girl and she'll say no. And we say he struck out. Struck, S-T-R-U-C-K, is the past tense of strike. That's a very common expression. Another common expression is a ballpark estimate. The ballpark, B-A-L-L-P-A-R-K, all one word, is the place where you play the game. It's the stadium, usually, for professional baseball. A ballpark estimate, however, is a term that means a rough estimate, an approximate guess at something. So someone may say, well, how much does it cost to buy a house in Los Angeles? Give me a ballpark estimate. You would say, well, the average price is about $500,000. That's a ballpark estimate. Another expression that we get from baseball, and there are lots of them, is to throw a curve ball. To throw a curve, C-U-R-V-E, ball. A curve ball is when the pitcher throws the ball and it bends, it curves, it goes in a different direction. The expression to throw someone a curve ball means to give them something unexpected, something that they didn't think would happen, that causes you problems or causes you trouble. So you might say, my boss came to me and said that I have to go to New York City for 2 weeks. He really threw me a curveball. I wasn't expecting to have to go to New York City. And I don't want to go. That would be to throw someone a curveball, to confuse them or to give them something that's unexpected. Well, we probably will come back to the game of baseball. It is very popular in the United States, maybe the most popular national sport, much more popular than soccer, probably more popular than football. In a couple of weeks, we will actually be having the national championship game. We call it the World Series. Of course, it's not the World Series because it's just teams in the United States and a couple in Canada, one in Canada, actually. So we should really change that name from World Series, but we call it the World Series. We call professional baseball Major League Baseball. Major, M-A-J-O-R, League, L-E-A-G-U-E, baseball. That's also an expression, by the way, to be playing in the major leagues means that you are playing in the most important teams, the biggest teams. The opposite of that would be the minor leagues, M-I-N-O-R, the minor leagues. And those are teams that are professional, but they don't get a same amount of attention. When people think of baseball, they usually think of professional baseball as major league baseball. Now let's answer a few of your questions not related to baseball. Our first question comes from Leonid, L-E-O-N-I-D, in Russia. Leonid wants to know the meaning of the word gangsta, G-A-N-S-T-A. This is a slang term that comes from the word gangster, G-A-N-S-T-E-R. A gangster is usually someone who is part of a group, and we call that group a gang, G-A-N-G. And gangs are usually young people between the ages of, I suppose, 12 and 30, who are involved in criminal activity, usually doing something wrong, stealing, perhaps even killing people, selling drugs. That's the image that people have when they think of gangs. And the word gangsta comes from that idea of people who are in a gang. It generally refers to the music and the way that the gangsters dress and their language. All of that is part of what we would call a subculture, or a culture within the larger American culture and other countries. A subculture is a smaller culture, and this is a whole culture, the gangsta culture. And it's a type of lifestyle, we would say, a type of a way of people living. And it's very popular, especially in music, to have songs about people who are in gangs. The most common type of music is rap, R-A-P music. There's a term, gangsta rap, which is rap songs about this sort of activity. So thank you, Leonid, for that question. Our next question comes from Vincent in Spain. Vincent wants to know the difference between a compromise and a commitment. A compromise means that you disagree with someone about something and you decide that, well, I'll change my idea a little bit, you change your idea a little bit, and we'll compromise. We'll agree on something that neither of us wanted originally, but we decide that it's okay if we don't get everything we wanted. That's a compromise as a noun. The verb to compromise means to talk to someone and come to an agreement. A commitment is when you say, I'm going to do something. You promise to do something. You say, yes, I will definitely do that. That's, as a noun, a commitment. The verb is to commit, C-O-M-M-I-T. So thank you, Vincent, for that question. That's all we have time for on today's cafe. We've talked a lot about baseball. I hope not too much. I like baseball. It's maybe the only sport that I like to watch all the time. As much as I can. I watch the National League team here in Los Angeles called the Los Angeles Dodgers. So go Dodgers, we would say. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on The English Cafe. ESL Podcast English Cafe is written and produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan. This podcast is copyright 2006 by the Center for for educational development.